I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Top-level diplomats scramble to de-escalate the Israel-Gaza war. The UN Secretary General is traveling to Egypt today while U.S. President Joe Biden arrived in Tel Aviv for talks with Israeli leaders. Biden will also meet with Arab leaders to discuss humanitarian aid access to Gaza. Uncharted Ministries' Tom Doyle.
Our president is over there, and it's a good thing. Hopefully America is going to be a partner to Israel and a friend of the Palestinians. We were just talking with some new believers in Gaza, and it's a horrific situation.
Please pray for the war to end and ask the Lord to miraculously open doors so uncharted church partners can reach people in need with food and water.
This is not the same old, same old. This is something that could develop into a war that affects every man, woman, and child on the planet.
In an effort to control religious freedom in China, the Chinese Communist Party is rewriting parts of the Bible. People are questioning what'll happen if the CCP Bible becomes the only legal version in the country. Kurt Rovenstein with Bibles for China.
We've had to address that. We are committed to the unaltered Word of God, and if it ever has changed, we won't distribute it. You know, we'll find a different way to do what we do.
It could be up to 10 years before the CCP Bible is released publicly.
If the only legal Bible in China is the CCP version. That's just totally unacceptable, and I think is an indication of the distance between the church and the communist government.
Bibles for China is monitoring the situation closely. Rovenstein says that the Bibles distributed by Bibles for China will always be the unaltered Word of God. Read the full report at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Look for the support tab at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.